You're listening to the audio production of Undaunted, Daring to Do What God Calls You to Do, by Christine Kane, published by Zondervan and read by the author. To my husband, Nick, and precious daughters, Catherine and Sophia, you are God's greatest gifts to me. With undaunted faith, Abraham looked at the facts, his own impotence. He was practically 100 years old at the time, and his wife Sarah's apparent barrenness. Yet, he refused to allow any distrust of a definite pronouncement of God to make him waver. He drew strength from his faith, and while giving the glory to God, remained absolutely convinced that God was able to implement his own promise. This was the faith which was accounted to him for righteousness. Romans 4, 19 through 22, Phillips Bible. Preface. In 2018, Nick and I and our team celebrated the 10-year anniversary of A21, our global anti-human trafficking organization. When I first wrote this book, we had only just started. We knew God had called us to make a difference. So with one office and a handful of team members, we began. We had no real idea what we were doing or how to move forward most days. But we did have passion, commitment, a willingness to learn, and much-needed, undaunted faith. We approached each day doing the only thing we knew to do: get up, pray with a holy desperation, put one foot in front of the other, and trust God to make a way and direct our paths. We researched, we asked questions, and we stumbled along, often taking 2 steps forward, only to take 3 steps back. When we encountered one seemingly impossible obstacle after another, we felt like giving up. And yet, by God's grace and strength, we kept going, one day at a time, one step at a time, to rescue one life at a time. It really has always been about the one. We have always wanted to do our part to help abolish slavery everywhere forever. Since then, so much has changed, and we have grown and expanded our reach around the globe. When I originally wrote this book, I thought I understood undaunted faith, and I felt I had a lot to say. But since then, I have learned so much more. I have been stretched, challenged, and changed in ways I never thought possible. And my faith has grown. As a result, I felt compelled to revise this book and expand it. I have loved reliving so many details, rewriting the stories to include more, and even adding new ones that will inspire you to step into your God-given purpose. We are living in such challenging days, when there is so much chaos, division, pain, confusion, and suffering in our world, that if we are to be the witnesses God has called us to be in our generation, then we will need to step into the future undaunted. Inside this book is a message for every single one of us. So start listening. I believe you will be inspired to live undaunted. Love, Chris. Chapter 1. He has called us. Why didn't you come sooner? If what you are telling me is true, if what you say about your God is true, then where were you? Sonia demanded. Her voice, which had been rich with a beautiful Russian accent minutes before, had grown thick with emotion, almost taut from a simmering rage, and it pierced my heart. Where?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?